God said, let there be light. And there was light. In the very beginning, our Lord gave us light. He gave us matter. He gave us all things. He created the universe. It was through His Logos, we are told. In two places in Scripture, it talks about the creation. It talks about the beginning. The one is in Genesis, and it says, in the beginning, God created the universe. But the other is in the book of John, the Gospel of John. It says, in the very beginning of the Gospel, the very first words are, in the beginning. It says, in the beginning was the Logos, was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And all things were created through the Word. And not one thing was created that was not through the Word. And darkness could not overcome it because the Word was light. The Logos was light. And we're talking, when we say the Logos, we're talking about Jesus Christ. And it's talking that the Logos, Jesus Christ, was there since the beginning. Since the very beginning, from before the beginning. And He was there and He was part of the creative process. But not the same Jesus who took on flesh. It was the Logos of God. And then the Logos took on flesh and became Jesus the man. So from the beginning and before time, the Logos existed. And then He came and was born. And this time that we're remembering this week, from this Sunday or this Sunday until the Nativity or Christmas, is the time of darkness. Because even though God had created light, even though God had given us all the blessings, it tells us that men were still living in darkness because we rejected God. And without God, there is no light. So Jesus came into the world. The Logos came into the world. And He brought the light back into the world. So just as God created light in the beginning, He brought light back into the world because humanity was living in darkness. And when He came into the world, it was a joyous time. Joyous time for all those who would accept Him. But it was those who lived in darkness could not accept the light. And they wanted to try and destroy the light. So they worked to destroy Christ. But the light of Christ stays with us. It remains with us at all times. It is this light of Christ that came into the world. But we see now that wickedness in this world is taking over again. And many people are shifting back into the darkness. Many people are again rejecting the light. They want darkness. They expect darkness. They think that they are the light. They think that we can create light from technology. There is a story that's once told that the scientists finally got together and they went to God and they said, you know, God says, our technology is such that we can create a human being. We can create a man. And God said to them, go ahead. So they got all this big pile of dirt together and a bucket of water, and they started mixing it up. And God said, wait a minute. He says, that's my dirt. That's my water. He says, if you're going to create, then create from nothing, like I created. But in our foolishness, we think that we are the creators. In our foolishness and in all of our technology, we think that we don't need God anymore. We think that we have light. We think that we can create light. But that's not the case. It says there is only one light, the light that came into the world to shine in the darkness. And that is the light of our Christ, the light of Jesus, the one who has accepted us and brought us with him into the light. At our baptism, we hold a candle, and that signifies the light of Christ that we carry through life with us. We are the light. We are his light. We are his lamp in the world. But only if we continue to keep him in our hearts. It is our Lord that shines through us. The less of us, the less believers there are in the world, the greater the darkness. It doesn't take a scientist or a saint to see that this world is entering into darkness. Every year, more and more we hear about take Christ out of Christmas, take the nativity out of here, take the nativity out of there. We don't want anything to do with Christ. We don't want anything to do with the light. We want darkness. And everybody like sheep that have been blinded. So many people follow that. But we as Orthodox Christians, especially we as Orthodox Christians, who have carried the light for 2,000 years, we've carried the light through persecutions. We've carried the light through martyrdoms. We've carried the light with us through all sorts of obstacles. Now is not the time to extinguish the candle. Now is not the time for us, especially now, because the days are growing short. Now is the time to illumine, to hold our light high, the light of Christ, the light of Christ that came into the world at the date and at the time of his birth. My friends, Christmas time is a time that has been muddled with all sorts of other experiences and all sorts of other things. I know that everybody gets busy. We have Christmas parties to go to. We have Christmas trees to attend to. We have Christmas presents to attend to. We have all of these other things that we call Christmas. These things are beautiful. They're wonderful. They're nice. But never, ever allow yourself to forget the light of Christ that came into the world, the saving light, the illuminating light in the darkness. It says, we, my friends, are part of that light, and we carry that light. So during this week, don't even say Merry Christmas. I know a lot of people are saying, well, we're Christians, say Merry Christmas. Say, have a blessed nativity of our Lord. What does Christmas mean? What would Christmas mean? Something else now. So you say, have a Merry Christmas. Well, what does I'll be merry? No, it means have a blessed nativity, the celebration and the remembrance of the nativity of Christ's birth. And don't be ashamed. We have the light. Don't be ashamed because you're different. You're different, but you're superior because you have a light. And everybody else is in darkness. And they're going to point the finger at you, and they're going to make fun of you, and they're going to say, well, you're different. Put that light out and be like the rest of us. This is a peer pressure. You know, we talk to the children about peer pressure, but it's the adults that have to learn about peer pressure. So we have to learn. And remember, it's the light of Christ, and it's all about Christ, and it's all about his birth, and all the other stuff is stuff. It's his birth. It's his nativity. I pray that during this week we remember that, and I pray that we have a blessed nativity. During the week, we will have other services as well, and we will remember it as well. May God continue to bless all of you. May God continue to bless this community and all of the faithful throughout the world. God bless you all.